Hey there, check out a new limited series podcast brought to you by Hello Hot Flash called Christian Women and Menopause. Strategies for midlife women who want to know what the Bible says about menopause symptoms like stress, lack of confidence, anxiety, and depression. In this 21-episode limited series podcast, I share how biblical principles help me navigate my menopause journey. Christian Women in Menopause launches April 23rd on Apple or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Hey there, I'm Stephanie Shaw. Welcome to the Hello Hot Flash podcast, where midlife women can learn from guest experts and authors who discuss menopause and all that comes with this new chapter in our lives. Hello Hot Flash, where we learn to control the change and not let the change control us. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hello Hot Flash, where we help you control the midlife change. I'm excited to be here today with our guest, Cheryl. Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I love to talk about toxins and health and balance, the whole subject.
Yeah, I know. It's so super exciting. So Cheryl Meyer is a woman who inspires other women to adopt healthier habits for their future self. What I've found is we often don't talk about the role that toxins play in our journey to make sure that we're living a more healthy life, that we're navigating through menopause appropriately, that our kids are healthy and so forth. So I thought this would be a great opportunity for us to talk just a little bit about toxins and the impact that they can have on your body. So again, Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, let's kick off the conversation by you sharing a little bit about your story and your journey and why you're focusing on toxins.
I was a solopreneur. I had my own business. I was doing everything to make that business successful except take care of me. Mm-hmm. And so my body started to try to tell me that I had symptoms I should be paying attention to, but they went through my head with the speed of light and I did not pay attention to them until one morning I woke up and I couldn't get out of bed because everything hurt. It lasted several days. I knew it wasn't the flu. I went to my conventional doctor. We ran four rounds of tests and she finally came back and said, "Good news, there's nothing wrong with you. I want you to seek mental therapy. Something is wrong with my body, and I'm going to go find it." I had a great staff. I turned my business over to them, and I dug in. And I was lucky because I tripped in what's called the functional medical community, and they were running 19 different symposiums with multiple doctors. And I started making notes of things that I wanted to research. So one of the first things they talked about was our food. So I knew I was going to dig into food and all the toxins on and being sprayed on the food, and then toxins in general and how there was something called toxic load. And that when you trip over into toxic load is when chronic illness begins. And chronic illness is all the autoimmune diseases, cancer, heart disease, liver disease, the whole maraude of chronic illnesses that we're dealing with. It took me a long time to find out I had fibromyalgia. While I was figuring that out, I started researching food and then toxins. Mm-hmm. And by the time I was done, 5 years later, I had eliminated probably hundreds of toxins from my life. So that's why I'm very passionate about talking about this. My whole first book is on how I went about eliminating all the toxins. So I have come to the conclusion that health is balance.
Yeah.
Menopause is balance. Health is balance. If your body is not in balance, you can't possibly function correctly. Toxins take us completely out of balance. And if we're eating the standard American diet, which is loaded with synthetic chemicals and being sprayed with poison, literally, that puts us completely out of balance. So when I'm working with a client, I start with food. You have to clean up your food, and I'm known as the rainbow lady. I want you to eat all the colors of the rainbow of whole foods that are organic so that they're not sprayed with poison. Because trust me, your body can't handle that poison. Your body's really terrific. It forgives you for a long time, but eventually, over toxic load, you go and then you're in trouble.
Yeah. I want to back up a little bit because a lot of people, this may be their first time even hearing about toxins or not recognizing that our food is being sprayed. So you may think that, oh, I'm eating a salad. I'm eating tomatoes and cucumbers or fresh broccoli. but those things have been sprayed with different toxins. So talk to us about where toxins are present, because it's not just food, and what are some common toxins that we may be able to flip a label and read them on the back of the label?
We get toxins into our body through three methods. We breathe them in, so they're in our environment.
Right.
We put them on our skin, which is a two-way street.
Cool.
And so toxins go through our skin, and our skin needs to stay open so toxins can come out. And then we eat and ingest toxins. So those are the three ways they get into our body. The cosmetic industry regulates itself. Let me tell you, it's not doing a very good job. There are 82,000 chemicals that cosmetic companies use that haven't even been studied. Oh. The very first thing I looked up was my very expensive French makeup, and it was a 9 on a 10-point scale. And you can do research on all of this stuff on an incredible site called EWG.org, which stands for the Environmental Working Group. Now, I started doing all this 12 years ago. Since then, they've come up with an app called Healthy Living. So you can actually scan the codes of cosmetics, cleaning supplies, which are loaded with toxins, things that are in your environment that you're buying at the grocer or the drugstore, you can find out almost right away. But if it's not in their database, you can look it up ingredient by ingredient right on their site. Go to EWG.org and you look them up from the bottom up. Because when you hit something that's really toxic, you know you want to replace it. You don't have to do all the rest of the ingredients. And if it's got one really toxic ingredient, trust me, it's got lots of toxic ingredients. So cosmetics was a big deal. There were very few cosmetic lines available 12 years ago. Now there are quite a few. I use a cosmetic line called Juice Beauty that is very clean.
Yes.
And I love it because I have older skin and it gives me great coverage. And yet my body loves it. Beauty Counter is another cosmetic line that's been very cautious to make sure that they have eliminated the toxins. But most cosmetic companies are using them freely, and you don't know that you're putting those toxic things on your skin. It's not just your makeup. It's also sun lotions and sunscreens, which are so toxic. There are beaches in Hawaii that have forbidden people to use them because it's killing all the fish in the water when they go swimming. So
my goodness,
face creams, girl. SPF creams, you need to take ownership of your own health and look up the products you are using. And I'll tell you, in the beginning, I got angry. Why wasn't my government protecting me?
Right.
But when I went back to coaching school, which I did at 67, because I learned so much that I wanted to share with other people, I learned that we are responsible for ourselves. So we need to be an army of one. Mm-hmm. And then we need to join with other people who are armies of one, because it only takes a 5% shift in buying power before new products get developed, because they don't want to lose our business.
Ooh.
So if we all shift and start demanding low toxin products, more things will be available. And that's where Beauty Counter came. And that's where Juice Beauty came. Shampoo, there are chemicals in shampoo. I had a head that was always itchy.
Right.
Well, it was because of the chemicals in the shampoo. So I now use a shampoo line called Carina, which is completely clean, and my head is happy and it's not itchy anymore. So you need to do your research, and I can give you, start with healthy living.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning products in your home are loaded with toxins. Not only did I get sick, but my three cats died before their time, and I realized they were also living in a toxic soup. So I found an incredible cleaner called Branch Basics, and I only mention it because not only she has a 1 on the EWG scale, it's made out of plant enzymes, but my cats are completely safe with it. I use it to clean the toilets, my kitchen counters, my floors, and my laundry. But the best thing about her site is she is an environmental toxin expert, and she recommends products when you get into her blog. So if you don't know what to try instead and you've discovered something's really toxic in your life, start there, because she makes, that's where I found Juice Beauty and Carina, and I love them. The things I originally picked, some of them didn't make it, so they got discontinued. So I've replaced it with products that she's recommended. Cleaning products are horrific.
Yeah.
Soap pods, are so toxic that if a toddler ate it, you probably can't get them to emergency. Right. And fragrances are loaded with something called phthalates, so that when you breathe them, they're poisoning you. Even the one that takes the smells out of the air, it's the worst. But Michelle Pfeiffer just came out with a perfume line that's completely clean, and I love it. Yeah. It's called Henry Rose, and she makes great fragrances, and they're not poisoning me. So for the first time in 12 years, I'm using fragrance again, which is lovely. But all those fragrances you're using and all that stuff in your laundry where they're going gaga because they want more smell in their laundry, that's poisoning them. It's poisoning them through their clothes. It's poisoning them as they're doing their laundry. It's poison the little laundry sheets. They're loaded with chemicals that are bad for you. Yeah. And I am extremely allergic to them. So I have learned to avoid them at all costs.
It all feel overwhelming because there's so many different areas that we need to work on. So I always tell people to like take it a little bit at a time. So I started with cleaning products first. That was the easiest for me. I don't mind making my own dryer sheets. I use a cloth towel, put some vinegar and water on it. Maybe I'll put some tea tree oil in there and then I throw that in. You know, I save money by doing it.
I use wool balls.
Yes.
Which takes the static electricity out. I put a tiny little bit of organic essential oils on it. So that adds a little bit of smell to it, but it takes all the static out and my laundry is as good as ever. I don't need those sheets.
Yeah. To think about, instead of thinking about, oh my gosh, I got to take everything out of the house.
When I first wrote my book, people went, I can't do this. It's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But remember, every single toxin you eliminate is one step closer to health.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. You do it one step at a time. But remember, if you have a lot of cleaning products in your house or a lot of cosmetics with toxins in them, put them in a bin and put them out in the garage because they're also off-gassing. Yeah. So until you get around to what you want to replace it with, you've been using it, you can go out and get it when you need to use it and then take it back out. Don't keep it in the house so that it's off-gassing, getting into your ear and still poisoning you. But you can do it systematically and do them one at a time until you're ready.
I think this is such an important conversation because there's so many pieces and parts to us as women where we're trying to take care of our health. So you eat well, you exercise, you may be working on your mental health, and then there's still something, there's like this missing connect.
And toxins are a big missing connect.
Yes, toxins become a huge missing connect for folks. I want to go back real quick to you when you talked about us having that buying power. I'll say this more specifically to women who have natural curly hair. So African-American women, if you think about even 5-6 years ago, we couldn't walk into a pharmacy and get product for our hair. Now we can. That's because we took control of that buying power and they saw that we were using it. The same exact thing can happen for all of us when we stop using the different chemicals and the different products that are killing us. So yeah, we do have that power. It's funny how, and I'll just name the brand. The brand starts with a C. Maybe I won't name the brand, but it's the makeup I've used since I was 18 years old. I used to use until probably about 2 years ago. And it's funny how the formula in the United States is different than their formula in Europe.
Yeah, Europe bans a lot of these chemicals that they are freely using here in the United States.
Yes, and it's like, and we allow, I don't know if it's ignorance on our part or if it's-
No, it's money, honey.
And yeah, lack of holding our pocketbooks back. And that's exactly what we need to do in order to take control of it. So I'm so happy that we're talking about this. So how do toxins specifically affect women going through menopause compared to other life stages?
Well, everything goes through your liver. Mm-hmm. So your liver is your clearinghouse for all the toxins. And your lymph system picks up the toxins from all your cells and has to get them out of your body. If you're going through menopause, your hormones are changing anyway. Okay. And all of these toxins start impacting all of your hormones, all of your organs that make your hormones. So they exasperate what you're doing. And you'll remember I said in the beginning, health is balance. Mm-hmm. If you are eating healthy, you're eating organic, you're eliminating toxins, and you're bringing your body back into balance anyway,
right,
then you are less likely to be impacted when you start going through menopause by all the, you've already started to do your work to clean up the toxins. So your liver, which is the clearinghouse for everything, and your lymph, which is picking it all up, are not as burdened when you start going through menopause as they are when you're getting out of whack anyway. Mm-hmm. You need to stay as much in balance as you possibly can. And by staying in balance, you have less erratic emotions. All of those toxins directly impact your vagal nerve. It communicates to your brain, and it either turns on or turns off all your happy hormones, as well as all of your sexual hormones that you're going through menopause to rebalance. Mm-hmm. And so eating as well as you can, drinking water that's filtered, that isn't out of plastic, which is another hormone disruptor. And heavy toxic metals are everywhere. If you have a water system that's putting arsenic into your body, that's a problem because that's putting you completely out of whack. Yeah. And I live in Arizona now. We have tons of arsenic in our water. So we have a full house system. I don't want them through my skin or drinking them. Mm-hmm. So you need to be aware of where all of these things are hiding. And then one by one, systematically, you start to remove them. It took me 5 years to get them all out of my life. But within 5 years, I lost most of the pain of my fibromyalgia and started to feel like my old self. I am about to turn 75 tomorrow, and I feel better than I did in my 50s. And it's because I've cleaned up all the toxins, and I eat so well, and I cook so that I control what I put into my body. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going out to a restaurant, believe it or not, they're buying all the same chemical food from big food that is coming in the boxes at your grocery store. So I vet a restaurant really carefully, talk to the chef, ask him where he's getting his vegetables. Is he buying organic? What kind of meat is he buying? Because you want meat that you want animals that are eating what they're supposed to eat, which means if it's beef, it's grass-fed, grass-finished, so that he's not eating corn that's loaded with chemicals, because what he eats, you eat, and it interrupts you. Yeah. So it is overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. I did it. I kept file folders on my computer, and I did it very systematically. And when I decided at 67 to go back to school, when I graduated, they asked if I wanted to write a book. Uh-huh. And I wrote that book in 3 months, and it's 500 pages long because it was all there. And I swear to God, I channeled a lot of what's in that book. Wow. But it was my whole journey from no one knowing what was wrong with me, including me, and me not knowing what I was looking for, to returning to general wellness in my life because of all the lifestyle changes that I made in my life. And I want to make one more comment about that. We believe that genetics is what gives us disease. Mm. That is not correct. Lifestyle habits run in families.
Yes.
You have the choice of turning on whatever you inherited from your ancestors with your lifestyle habits. So you can either turn that switch on or leave it off. So if you have a long history of breast cancer in your life, doesn't mean you have to get it. If you clean up your lifestyle, you can leave that switch off. Mm-hmm. And you can remain healthy and in balance. So we have way more power than they've ever allowed us to believe.
Ooh, I love that, Cheryl. And happy early birthday.
Thank you. I actually have been posting on Facebook all week about I'm not getting older. I'm aging, and how much fun I'm having now that I'm 75.
It seems like you're having fun. And I love what you just said about us being able to turn that switch off and on. And a lot of people, there's heart disease in my family. Oh, my mom, about 45 had a heart attack. I'm 43. I'm just waiting for the heart attack. If you're waiting for the heart attack,
you're going to bring it on.
A heart attack.
Because where your thoughts go, you go.
Yes.
It's a whole new field called epigenetics that is disproving a lot of what we were taught to believe. Mm-hmm. And one of them is We create our reality with our thoughts.
Yes.
So don't think that because your mother had a heart attack, you're going to have it. Clean up your lifestyle habits, because by doing that, you're going to completely avoid all those things that your mother didn't know about. And don't beat yourself up what you didn't know before today.
Right.
Today to clean up, because my body was, I mean, I was eating everything wrong. I was traveling to Asia all the time. I was doing everything wrong to not take care of my body. My body was very forgiving. When I started to eat correctly and cook my own food and control that and eliminate the toxins, it doesn't take that long for your body to say, thank you, and start to return to health.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk about food. I want you to eat all the colors of the rainbow of Whole Foods as close to the farm as possible, because they get together in your body and they party and they create health. And you are a supercomputer and you need all the phytonutrients that are in those foods so that party occurs so that your body can return to wellness. I can actually feel it when I eat multicolored salads. My body complains if I haven't been.
You know, I know for lunch today, I had this huge, huge bowl of salad with beets and all kinds of good stuff in it. And then I've been recovering from a cough and I came back and my energy's still not where it needs to be, but it was way better. Because I just fed myself really good food. And in the summertime, when I'm growing my own food and walking outside, picking those cucumbers and tomatoes, I can feel it even more after I eat fresh food.
Food loses some of its goodies very quickly. Spinach, as an example, starts to lose its incredible phytonutrients within 3 days of being picked. So you want to, that doesn't mean you don't buy it at the grocery store where it's been longer. But if you can go to a farmer's market in the spring and the summer to get it, that got picked the night before. So you're getting the full benefit of that food. You want to give your body the biggest advantage as you can with the lifestyle habits that you have. And there's more than just food and toxins. There's sleep, where you sweep all the plaque out of your brain so you don't get dementia with the seventh hour of sleep. Stress. I had no cortisol left in my body almost at all. When I got sick, I was on the border of Addison's disease. So I do breathing exercises every day at 10 and at 2. And I use the Dr. Andrew Weil 478 breath because it works like a charm for me. It takes the top right off my stress. And you can look that right up on YouTube
He was the
very first integrative doctor. He went to Harvard Medical School knowing he was never going to be a normal doctor. He wanted to combine all the different modalities into one practice. So he started integrative medicine at the University of Arizona, which started the whole thing all over the country. And it's very closely related to functional medicine, which is what I started. Researching. So.
I'm so grateful for him doing that, because that's what helped me when I was going through all of my issues for those 2 years. So I'm happy, but you just mentioned Addison's disease. So I have someone very close to me who was just diagnosed. So I cannot wait to get this episode in her hands so she can hear, because she's starting to do all of the right things. And this is something else that can be so super beneficial for her and her body.
I published a magazine last March. And if you go to my website, which is CherylMHealthMuse.com, right on the front page, you can click and go to it for free.
Okay.
It's an ebook. And I have my 20 pillars of health as one of the articles. And I have 3 articles on toxins in the magazine.
Okay.
So it is loaded with great information and it's free, because what I really want to do as a health muse, because I want to inspire people, is get information out to people that I didn't know. I don't want anybody to fall into the pit that I fell into. I do one-on-one coaching and teach classes and all of that, but really I want to get great information into people's hands.
I
put it all together in a magazine so that it's all in one place.
And I have the link to your website, so I will make sure that that's in the show notes as well. So we talked a little bit about some of the things that you had to go through because of the toxic load. What are some things that people may be experiencing that they don't even recognize as toxic load?
Well, I also have a whole list of all the things that I missed when I got sick. Silly things. Like I would get up in the morning and look in the mirror and I'd be all puffy some mornings. Mm-hmm. And other mornings I would look good. And I go, ooh, this is a bad puffy day. That was inflammation. Who knew? I had terrible agita, what my parents called stomach upset.
Okay.
That was because of all the toxins on my food. Yeah. That were disrupting my gut. And leaky gut is one of the key things that causes illness. Mm-hmm. So you need to know what your sensitivities are. Conventional doctors won't test for that. You can eliminate foods to get it. But if you can get your doctor to test for it, there are tests for it, or you can contact me and I'll order a test and you can send it in and get the results. But I had 18 food sensitivities. Oh, who wow. knew? Wow. And some of them were bizarre. I'm allergic to many herbs.
Yeah.
I'm sensitive. There's an allergy will kill you. A sensitivity will not. Yeah. Chicken is a sensitivity because I ate so much in the years where they said we shouldn't be eating so much red meat. I ate a ton of chicken. Well, I created my own sensitivity to it. I can't go near it now. So, you know, there are odd things. You wouldn't know that that's causing you to get chronic illness, but it is. And it was a giant leap in the right direction when I eliminated those 18 foods. I actually have them on a card now. When I go into a restaurant, I hand it to the waiter and go to the kitchen and tell him I can't eat these things. How can he feed me?
Yeah. So I love that you just said that, because a lot of times I will tell folks, for a while I was with my clients, I was doing a hair tissue mineral analysis with folks. That sensitivity test is really what helped save me, because peaches, bananas, cabbage, things you don't even think about. Just like you said, sometimes it's quote unquote good stuff, but it may not be good for you because your body will overload. So if you have a primary care physician who is saying, no, you know, that's kind of quirky, or I'm not going to, you know, test your hair or test your urine for XYZ, find a functional medicine doctor, find a naturopath, contact Cheryl, contact someone who can run that test for you. And that I'm guaranteeing will help you get on the right path. It's like, boom, everything changed when I started figuring out.
And you can outgrow a sensitivity. I was allergic to sage. I was sensitive to sage. I can now eat sage. If you get away from it for a while, then your body readjusts and rebalances.
Yes.
But other things like cheese, it's the casein in the cheese. I miss my cheese. I'd love to get it back. It's not going to happen. For 10 years, I've tried it once a year and I blow up and I get pain in the whole works. So it's not worth it. Yeah. So some you can lose and others you may not. But knowing what they are and knowing to avoid them is such a giant step back to wellness.
Yeah, I agree. We talked about this a little bit, but personal care products and beauty products, what else are we missing? I know folks light candles in their home. Bring up your dry.
If it's got fragrance, it's a problem, unless it's by Henry Rose. Yes. She's the only one who I know is making products that are not toxic. And EWG has given her their seal of approval.
So even bringing your dry cleaning into your home, bringing new furniture into your home. So we bought a space heater in our house because we just needed one. And I set it outside. I'm still like weirded out by using it because in my mind, I can still smell toxins. But I set it outside for like the first month because I wanted to make
sure. Off gas.
Yes. I wanted to make sure that all of that as much as possible.
Things like your furniture, when they make it so that it has fire retardants,
yes.
That stuff is deadly toxic.
Yeah.
And children's clothing with fire retardants. You need to do your research so that you know what you're buying. And there are even some fabrics that are toxic. Mm-hmm. So I actually was with a man who didn't want to change.
Right.
So we broke up and I went looking for a man who wanted to go on a get well journey with me on one of the dating sites. And the man who answered lived 10 minutes away from me. And I married him 8 years ago. But we decided, I was in my family home, we changed the paint to non-toxic paint. We changed the carpeting to low toxin carpeting. We did flooring that wasn't linoleum because the glue that sticks the flooring down is toxic. So we did things that snapped together
yeah.
that look like the same thing, but they didn't have any of the toxins in them. You can get into it so that it can, you know, it's everywhere. Right. But you want to do the best you can, and you want to do it one step at a time. And you'll start to feel the difference before they're all gone. You'll start to feel the difference because you'll start to rebalance your toxic load. And that's the key.
I love that. I have two more questions for you. What are you reading or listening to right now?
I'm glad you asked that because there is a doctor that I love his books. And the first book I read was How Not to Die.
Oh, I love that book.
His name is Dr. Michael Greger. I loved his book. Well, we just bought his How Not to Age. My husband bought it in the hardback, and I bought it as a Kindle because as a Kindle, I can research for certain subjects when I'm writing articles and I'm doing presentations. Right. So I love his How Not to Die. And there's a whole world in the functional medicine and the integrative medicine community studying, do we have to get old or can we just age? My generation, which are the boomers, we think we have to have pains and ills and be on pills. That is not true.
Yeah.
So they're doing the research to figure out how we can age gracefully and feel as good as I do at 75. I plan to feel this good all the way through. And it's possible. So don't consider yourself old. You're aging, but with age comes wisdom. And I love sharing my wisdom with younger people because I have a whole different perspective that I am more than happy to give out to people who want to listen.
We've been able to interact with one another off and on for probably like 2-3 months now. And I can tell you have a lot of wisdom. So I've learned a lot from
you.
And a lot from your
And I post a lot on Facebook. Yeah. I've gotten quite a good following now on Facebook.
I love that. So how can we find you?
Okay. You can find me as Cheryl Meyer 3 on Facebook. I'm the third one. And there's a lot of information I give out for free there. I have a very robust website, which is, I'm known as the Health Muse. So I'm Cheryl M. M is my last name, Health Muse, because I want to inspire you to clean up your health habits. So that's why I chose that name. And it's loaded with great information. I have a whole section on YouTube. I did a podcast for 2 years. Half of them are deep dives into things like, how does your liver operate? Because I had a very fatty liver when I got sick. So what does your liver do for you? What should you eat for your liver? And what supplements can you take for your liver? Because that's your detoxification system. Right. So it's really important that you have a really healthy liver. It took me 10 years, but my liver is singing these days and my functional doctor is thrilled. And there are some supplements that you can take to help your liver do the detox. Glutathione is one of them. Milk thistle is one of them, and alpha lipoic acid. And I still to this day take all three because I'm giving my liver as much respect as I can. I'm now working on my lymph system, which is picking up the trash around all my cells because I got molded in my jewelry office right before I changed careers and it doesn't want to leave my body. I have something called MTHFR. What goes into my body stays in my body. So I don't sweat. So getting the mold to leave me has been tricky, but never stop looking for your puzzle pieces. I have a fantastic functional doctor, but the lymph system doesn't take any drugs. And since she was conventionally trained, she wasn't helping me with my lymph. So I hired a naturopath who I went on his podcast and we're doing new things. And I'm massaging my lymph system every day so that we're hoping that we think that the mold is in my lymph system. And so it's interrupting me. Simple things like having scars on your body. I had my appendix removed. I am massaging it with sesame seed oil to get it to disappear because it interrupts the flow of my lymph system. Wow. And so the lymph system has to be able to flow to pick up the trash and to pick it all up from the liver to get it all out of your body. So there are things, never stop looking for your puzzle pieces because they're out there. People like to ask me, am I really as healthy as I say I am? Health is a journey. It is not a destination. Yeah. So am I all the way there? Nope. But I am so much better than I was when I got sick. I literally couldn't function at all.
Oh, wow.
So just keep working on it. Keep researching. Keep reading.
Yeah. Yes, I love it. I love it. I thank you so much for being a guest today. You have inspired us. I love your energy. I love your vibe. I love everything about working with you and talking with you. And so I'm sure that the audience will as well. So again, thank you.
Thank you for having me. I love to talk about all this.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Hello Hot Flash, where we help you control the midlife change. Make sure to check out the show notes, where we include links to all of the subjects that we covered today. Here's to your health. Did you know that you can be a guest on Hello Hot Flash? Well, you can. I'm inviting you to have a lifestyle conversation with me. During our 30-minute chat, we'll come up with a strategy that will help you reach your health and wellness goals, and it's completely free. Check out episode 119 to hear an example of a lifestyle conversation, and then head over to HelloHotFlash.com. Scroll down and click on free resources. You will see a link to schedule your lifestyle conversation. Spaces are limited. I cannot wait to have a lifestyle conversation with you. Here's to your health.